The Visitor, Episode 3. Tony Redford was a journalist. He wrote articles for a magazine called Business News. He was a young man of medium height. He had rather long, dark brown hair and a small moustache. There was always a very serious look on his face. He looked even more serious that morning. He was in his boss's office. His boss was called Liz Davis, and she was the editor of Business News. She was short and had red hair. As usual, she had a cigarette in her hand. She blew a cloud of smoke at him. Well, Tony, your first article about the electronics industry is going to the printers this afternoon. It's very interesting. But what about your second article? Are you sure you can write two articles about the electronics industry? I mean, isn't one enough? She asked. Listen, Liz, I tell you that the second article is going to be more interesting than the first. Far more interesting. Liz looked at him and puffed again on her cigarette. Why do you think so? She asked. I'm going to get some information this evening about a small company called Shandor Electronics. The director is probably one of the best electronics engineers in the world. But nobody knows very much about him. Not even where he comes from. He lives on a yacht. He never visits his factory in Southampton. Someone goes to the yacht from the factory every morning in a helicopter. Now, I know an engineer who works at that factory. His name is Presley. And Presley tells me that Shandor has plans for a new kind of electronic brain. It's much smaller, but far better than other electronic brains on the market today. I'm going to meet Presley in Southampton this evening. I'm going to use the information I get from him in my second article. Presley says Shandor is going to make some new kind of robot, too. But he doesn't know very much about that. It's one of the company's biggest secrets. Liz Davis puffed on her cigarette. She looked more interested than before. All right, Tony. Go ahead with your second article. But finish it no later than the end of next week. Do you understand? I must have it at the end of next week. No later than that. In a street not far away from the offices of Business News, a tall young woman stopped in front of a newspaper stand. She was very polite when she spoke to the newspaper seller. Her English was very careful and very correct. The seller thought she was probably a foreign visitor. The tall young woman stared at one of the headlines in the paper. "Company director dies in factory fire," the headline said.